Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another Moonshine Sipping and Demon Possessed episode of Guess What You're Wrong. Now tonight, got Christine back. Say hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
You turd. So Christine's come back here and we're actually going to be diving. Now, before we go into this, this is a remake. And I read the descriptions of this one and I don't think I've ever seen this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen the original, and we are talking about Night of the Demons, right?
Yes.
Or Night of the Demons. So the original, let me pop this up here real quick. I love editing Dead Space. So the original Night of the Demons came out in 1988, and this remake came out in 2009. Now, I've seen the original. Big, big fan of the original. It's got Linnea Quigley in it. I mean, come on, you know? So we are diving head first, I guess, into Night of the Demons from 2009. Let's get this show on the road.
Let's do it.
Kaleidoscope Home Entertainment. Okay. This better be a good one, Christine. Prost. Sip on that shine. Broussard Family Mansion, New Orleans. What year was... Oh, sons of bitches. What was that? Okay. Did you catch what year it said? 1925? Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's the Flappers era.
The Flappers. You know why they call them the Flappers, right?
No, actually, I don't. Why?
I don't know why. I was kind of hoping you did know, so that way you could tell me.
No, I don't know why they call them Flappers. I think it has something to do with the haircut.
Maybe they were flapping. Oh, her head came off.
Oh.
Okay, way to open up. Okay, way to open up a movie here. It's at this Broussard Mansion, and his eyes just went demon glowing. Flapper lady was killed. Was going to hang herself off of the mansion, I don't know, banister, hung herself, but her head just ripped clean off. That was kind of nasty.
Yeah, this is kind of a kick-ass soundtrack.
Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
How many years was this later? 25, 10, 25, 30? I don't know. Well,
I think it's like, I don't know, did it say 300 years later?
I don't know. 1925, this takes place in 2009. Roughly, right? So, do the math.
Oh, somebody's dressing up like a sexy cat.
Meow. Meow.
Hey, that's, you know what? Yeah. I need to pull some stuff up on this movie. Ooh, slutty men getting outfits like that there. That's Monica Keena. She was actually also in the remake. Wasn't she in the remake of Friday? Yeah, or Freddy vs. Jason is what she was in.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought she was a little cutie back then, too. Up then. Wait, Freddy vs. Jason came out after this, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's another sexy cat.
Wait a minute. So that's Deora Baird. That's her right there, the blonde. The other one is Bobby Sue Luther. Suzanne. So that's Suzanne and Lily, respectively. Okay, so, wow, she's like busting out of that top, isn't she?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Wait, is that one Lily or is that Suzanne?
I don't know. I can't really hear it.
That's
it's like down.
Better?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Just
turn it up. Okay, there she is. That's Suzanne. What's she doing?
She's putting lotion over her
Looks like she was putting it on her hoochie coo.
Oh, and she wears some Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't think she's been in anything else more recent. Pussycats. There you go.
They're all pussycats.
Meow.
Oh, and it's Linnea Quigley. Look what the headlights on and everything. Look at that.
Awesome.
Oh, you know what? That, I think in the original one, she wore a very similar outfit to that.
Did she?
I think so.
That's pretty cool that she's in this.
Was that like the only part she was in it? So this is, oh, here we got a bully stealing candies. That's nice. Are they going to hit him with the hand? Oh, what are they hitting him with? Oh.
Oh, that's so
nice. Well, no, it was actually kind of back because this kid, the bully, going around stealing kid candy.
Oh, that was a.
They shot him in the back with the paintball. Hear that, Christine? No costume. No costume, no candy, Christine, okay? So we are back, forever. Angela. So we have Maddie, Lily, and Suzanne. These are the girls. Maddie is Monica Kina. Suzanne, obviously, is Bobby Sula Luther. I already said this earlier. DR Barry plays Lily. The two pussycats.
Yep.
Edward Furlong.
Oh, my God, it is.
John Connor.
I just didn't know, like, business.
Come with me if you want to live.
I'm just saying. You know what that's from?
Of course I do. It's from Terminator.
What? How did you know that?
I am Generation X. I grew up watching the same movie you did.
This is... What song is this?
He just went to a strip club.
Oh, I didn't even... I was worried about the darn song, but you're right. I'm missing boobas. I'm worried about identifying the song that's playing in. Wow. Who's
she?
I don't know. I'm looking her up on the IMDb, and I'm not really seeing her photo in here. There's somebody named Irina.
Yes.
Would that be her?
Could be.
Irina Besk.
She Besk, has like a Russian accent or something.
Yeah, this chick's real. Well, her name in the movie is Irina, but then her real name is also Irina. Beska Vavavananya. I don't know. I don't speak Russian. Whoa! What movie are we watching here, Christine? I mean, he walks upstairs to talk to this guy, Nigel, and he's getting a blowy. What do you have me watching here, dude?
Dude, it gets better. It's fine in the image. Just
okay. Wow.
That's not the filthiest movie we've ever watched together.
I don't know what you're talking about. Her head is bobbing, too.
I'm sorry about Candyland. Whatever the hell it was called.
That was a weird movie there.
That was a weird. Are you almost done?
Wow. Well, her jaw's probably hurting by now. He's talking business. You know, she's trying to get work done. So Edward Furlong looks like he's in a bit of a pickle here. What kind of money does he owe this Nigel guy? And for what? I'm guessing drugs, right? That's what it would seem like. Oh, listen to this song. This is Concrete Blonde.
You're working? Hi.
You know what? I have to get this soundtrack. This is a good soundtrack.
Yes, it is.
Well, yet to see if the movie's really any good. Now, they've had a lot of overt boobies and other stuff, but that doesn't make a movie good.
I know. We're a vampire.
Not fucking dead.
We have Cat, this monster.
I used to love this band.
Me too.
Look at that. She is busting out of that top. Come on.
It's
now,
dress up bloody. No one thinks bad about you.
I've never been to a Halloween party like that. And I went to the University of Florida, and they went to a Halloween party like that.
That sucks. Looks like the castle, doesn't it, a little bit?
It does. It's got that vibe, doesn't it? And people are actually dressed like that, too. Oh, sorry. Dex. So I'm thinking they know this guy, Dex.
Right?
Is he in... Delilah Donovan was the kneeling woman. Yeah. So I'm...
You know, laying around.
Michael Copan is Dex. Good gods.
Look at her. She's like...
Girl, I'm not interested in wearing a top fits me. That's what she's saying.
She got splashed by Freddy. Look at
sure. She's got too much clothes on. Yeah, that's true. Wow.
It does have the pacified.
So Monica, what's her name? Monica Kina, right? Kina, yeah. No, she's a cutie. What She hasn't been in anything. Well, there's some stuff in here recently. Oh, yeah, 2020, she was in something called Klaus Eats Butterflies, the short, in a movie called The Ghost and the Whale in 2017.
Never heard of it.
In a movie called Aftermath, 2014.
Huh. Oh, look at the bathroom. It even looks like the castle bathroom, except it was darker in there.
Oh, the lipstick.
Yeah.
There was a very good scene with Linnea Quigley and a tube of lipstick in the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No. Damn. Hands don't come out of mirrors and grab you.
No.
Oh, okay. Another jump scare. This movie's got a few jump scares in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And once again, that is Suzanne falling out of her top. Oh, no, Maddie. You've been seeing things. No mirror got broken there.
A motion sensor, really?
What the heck?
Is that Rob's?
No. Power's out. Hey, Shannon Elizabeth. Now, Shannon Elizabeth, of course, from Apple Pie, or was it American Pie? American Pie fame.
Yeah.
Okay. Telling the story about this. She invited a bunch of people over for Halloween. I guess they all died. Oh, wow.
Great. It's a fortune party.
Yeah, that's what it's... Is that what she's setting up? All right. Now, she is drinking wine. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Just take it off. That's Dex, I think. Yeah. Back to Suzanne. Damn.
What can I see in their mouth?
That's like a champagne. Maddie's not feeling it. What's going on? She's seeing the little drug dealing behind the scenes, and she's not very happy about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what I noticed about her?
What? Who's Monica Keena?
The one from
Freddy vs. Jason. I think, did this come out before that or after?
I don't know. This is 2009. So yeah. When did Freddy vs. Jason come out?
2003. So this is after their Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah.
They do a lot with paint shop and push-ups. That's Diana there. Tiffany Shippus, taking the money. Oh, man. Bobby Sue Luther. Suzanne, she is all about being the center of attention, isn't she?
The guy in a devil costume wants her to pass out.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe he wants to give her roofie with rape or something.
That's what I would be afraid of happening, something like this sometimes at this type of party.
Yes.
Ah, come on, man.
It's all dark in there.
Popo was on the scene.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sucks. Go to somebody's house and get it started again.
Oh, no, they're at the Bussard house, though. They can't just up and leave. What?
I guarantee they're left in there.
Uh-oh. So the police show up on the scene, bust up the party, but various members of the group, I guess, get separated throughout the house. Dex and Lily were off having a little freaky deaky time. So why? I'm confused as to why they busted up the party.
Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
She did
so she rented the premises, this mansion, to have a party, but because she was charging admission, it no longer presents as a private party. So the police come in and bust up the... So that's why they busted up the party, because she didn't have a permit. Wow. Dude, Colin's still there.
Yeah. There's a couple people still there.
Oh, he threw his drugs down that heating grate, didn't he?
Probably.
What a jackball. All right.
Oh,
so,
look, some other people come to join the party.
Well, we got Lily, Maddie, Dex, and wherever that doctor guy is.
And, of course, Edward Furlong, Shannon Elizabeth.
Okay, so I've seen enough. Oh, and of course, Titty McGee. I mean, Suzanne. I've seen enough horror movies to know that when people are all together and then they start splitting off for whatever reason, they're not usually going to last too long. So we got Angela and Colin headed down to the basement because Colin threw his drugs down this vent. And he's just trying to find his stash, I guess. I don't think it's going to end up well. I think Angela, I think, is one of the main demons in the first one. So, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen the first one. Maybe I need to watch the first one again.
Yeah, we should watch the first one. I've never seen the first one. And I've only seen pieces of this one.
Pretty cool, huh?
Maybe what we'll do is we'll watch this one And then in a couple weeks or a week or so, we'll watch the old one.
Okay.
Oh, they found a fake door. Okay.
Let's see what's behind it.
And what's behind door number one? Blood, guts, and debauchery.
She said this was her dream house.
Wow. What is that? What?
He's in the basement.
So she's excited about it. She runs upstairs.
She's like, yes, dude, there's bodies in the basement. Let's okay.
How excited is Shannon? Well, Colin found his drugs. That's a plus. Later, Tater. Truth. Truth. Look at those bones, dude.
Yeah.
Is that a gold tooth?
Oh, don't. Touch it. Don't. Oh, see. That's where it starts. She's possessed now. Damn it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. What did I miss?
Nothing, really.
See that? That's all I have left.
Oh, that's
I've got to make more. Okay, so our group of people here, I'm guessing this is Jason, played by John F. Beach. So Colin, Maddie, Suzanne, Lily, Jason, Dex, who else am I missing? Angela. They're all trapped inside this. The gate's closed, and they cannot open the gate, so they're trapped on the ground.
Holy crap, that thing bit her.
Yeah, so they found those skeletons in the basement. One of them had a gold tooth. Angela decided it would be a good idea to try and pull that gold tooth out. The skeleton...
She got bit.
Yeah, the skeleton basically bit her. Infection's going to set in. We know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, she's going to become a demon.
Oh, yeah. She's already looking kind of stressed out. Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Should have poured some alcohol over that tiny disinfectant. Yeah. There's Big Booze McGee.
Like that, it's black magic.
Of course. Hold on. Cool.
See, Evangeline Broussard was in love with Louis Devereaux. Huh. But he didn't love her.
Okay.
She was so desperate that she turned to love spells.
Isn't she's the one that hung herself, isn't she?
Magic. Witchcraft.
I think so.
And somehow...
Yeah, Evangeline Broussard. So they're saying that she was involved in witchcraft to try and get Louis Devereaux to fall in love with her.
Everything started fine, and then something went very, very wrong.
Look at that. Now, this was the age of mysticism.
Evangeline was dead.
Big Boobs McGee. So the 20s, I think the age of mysticism was popular around then. That's when everybody and their mama was a spirit talker and medium.
I know. I've read a bunch about medium. That's weird.
Ooh, Angela's not looking too good.
No.
She got some DSL there, it looks like. Well, she got the lines. Never mind. DSL, you know, internet service provider? Jeepers. Anyway, Angela's going into the bathroom now. You know, who played Angela in the original one?
We know. She's a demon now.
Amelia Kincaid. Okay. Look at those claws coming out of her hands. Yeah, she's got some. Yeah, she's not doing too good. Sorry, Shan. Those DSLs aren't going to save you. Oh, look, she got that little smirk. She's fully accepted it.
I'm looking forward to Typo Negative.
What do you know about Typo? I used to listen to a lot of Typo Negative back in the day.
Huh?
I used to listen to a lot of Typo Negative back in the day.
Me too. I love Typo Negative.
She didn't look so stupid.
You know, Peter Steele died.
What?
Peter Steele, the lead singer of Typo Negative, is dead.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There we go. Smoochie. Okay, so, yeah. Like we saw earlier, Linnea Quigley, who played Suzanne in the Night of the Demons from 1988, she made a short appearance in an early scene wearing that same ballerina costume and shot from the same angle as she was in her first scene in the original film.
Oh, wow.
See, I got good memories about Linnea's.
Uh-oh. Oh,
dude, you have to kiss a dude? Do it. Kiss a dude.
Mm. Now, most of these...
Frank, he's like, I'm not kissing a dude.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. I'd be like, hell with you. That was nothing.
That wasn't really a kiss, but...
That was like a smoochy. Oh, there's not much trivia in this one here, either.
No?
This was released straight to DVD, and most of the demonic eyes were not contact lenses, but digital effects. And you go, Angela and Dex.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Nope. So Angela straddled Dex and started making out with him, but she was actually infecting him. Because, see, when she pulled back, he was holding his chest kind of like, oh.
Yep. She's like, you're a good kisser.
See, now Dex is having some walking problems. I don't think he's drank that much. He definitely didn't drink any of my sweet tea moonshine, I'll tell you that.
No. But is she getting down on her knees? Is this what's happening here?
No.
Oh, so they get on her back.
They had just had sex earlier today, right? Because when Maddie was looking for him, they were coming out of the bedroom together.
Yeah.
And then he goes and makes out with Angela. She gets jealous. And the best way to make sure you get to keep your man after you get jealous is to get on your back, I guess. Wow. 2009. There's Big Booze McGee.
She's giving everybody a drink.
Drink. What? Oh my God, this
fucking... Did she say you want to get lucky?
I think she said she wanted to get lucky.
Oh, that's why she's drinking.
Uh-oh. So who is Colin to all these girls? Because earlier he was talking to Angela like they were best buds, and now Maddie's kind of like, let's go outside when Angela's hitting on her.
Do they work at a strip club or something?
They could be strippers, I'll tell you that. So now Angela jumps in between... that's Jason and who was the other girl? Oh, that was Big Boobs McGee.
She's doing something with her tongue.
Shapers, creep. Come on, Angela. What kind of movie am I watching here? This is supposed to be a... Oh, my goodness gracious.
Stop.
I need a cold shower after that. Whew. So I guess Big Boobs McGee and Angela. There you go. And there we go. This movie's full of excitement, isn't it?
That's how he gets her to turn into a demon.
Oh, that's right, because he's infected now, too. So now he's mounting her doggy style. And now she's going to be infected. So they're just literally spreading the demon seed around. Look at that. He had some facial... okay. Oh, dude. What? She says, babe, if you're going to put it in there, you're going to need a little... And yeah, look, there she goes. And just like that. Oh, she's got stuff coming out of her mouth. He's got worms coming out of his mouth. Now, she's all demonized as well, but she had... Here it is.
There it is.
Typo negative in his house.
This used to be my song, babe. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I need this soundtrack. This is definitely... If you're listening and you do not want to watch this movie because of all the overt nudity and sexual content... Get the soundtrack, because the soundtrack's spectacular, baby.
Look, they're getting down dancing. I told you.
Man, do they have this? Is this on a soundtrack? Let me see this. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, I did, too.
I had a little test joke.
Ooh, time for a little lip lock in there between Angela and Big Boobs McGee. Also, wait.
Over me.
So... Did we get a flash of Big Boobs McGee boobs? But then Angela ripped her face off, so they kind of cut away?
Yep.
Wow. So, Jason, Colin, and Maddie out looking for another gate. Trying to get out. Interesting. Oh, that's...
Oh, he said, I'll be right back.
We learned that from Scream, right?
Yes.
You don't ever say, I'll be right back. Especially if he's going to take a piss. Please don't let something happen to his manhood.
Want some help, Jack?
Oh.
Some help.
Well, I know he didn't finish pissing.
Like, up more.
It's just, they push him up.
Yeah, they push him up more. Yeah.
Fix my whiskers. Yeah, I think now that she definitely, because since she got possessed, they did push them up a little bit more there.
Okay. Yeah, it's because she's supposed to be
more elusively attractive. Mm. I'm using big words tonight. Now.
There we go.
Okay. So we get to see a little bit of Lily movies. Now, this is a scene directly out of the first one. That's what Linnea Quigley does in the first one.
Is it?
Yeah. But I think it looks better in the first one. That wasn't practical effects. That was kind of, I think that might've been digital effects. It didn't look too good.
He's like, I don't want to even know what's down there. Did that.
Oh, dude. And blood just pouring out. What the? Yeah. Okay. So she takes the tube of lipstick, shoves it in her boob, and then proceeds to pull it out of her vajayjay.
Yeah.
When blood and everything else is pouring out everywhere, she puts it out in her hand. It's all slimy and that was kind of disgusting. Sleight of hand? Dude, that was that was a little bit more than sleight of hand.
Dude.
Okay, so I guess Lily didn't infect Jason, so that's good. So we still have Jason not infected.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Lily had Lily was kind of stacked there. What did he say? She stuck a lipstick. All right. Well, Lily was actually, she's been in Cobra Kai. So I've seen that. I wonder what she plays Shannon 7 episodes in Cobra Kai.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I'd seen all of Cobra Kai.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen them all. There's 3 seasons, I think, or 3-4 seasons, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember her being in it. What is she playing there?
I don't either. I've seen all of them, too.
She plays Shannon in Cobra Kai. Let's see. What the what?
Oh!
What? Oh, that's a big boost dude with no faith. That's who that is.
Did she just stab her with a rose?
Wow. Oh, okay, I know who she plays now.
Hello.
You got no face. You got bloody movies hanging out, though. So, Lily, who is played by Deora Baird, actually plays Johnny, plays his ex-wife. You know Johnny, he has a son who goes and trains with Daniel. I can't remember his name. But his ex-wife is Lily, the one with the lipstick in a movie thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I think it's clear, but hey, well, you go first and check it out. We'll follow. If you don't die, we'll turn around and go back. Or if you do die, we'll turn around and go back.
If you don't die, we'll continue to go on. If you die, we're going back.
Yep.
Are they down in that basement where all those bodies are?
Yeah, I think they are. Well, they're looking for a tunnel that goes out because Angela said that there was a tunnel that they used to use. So that's what they're looking for now. And there's only 3 of them left. Everybody else is possessed.
Yep.
Oh, they found a shotgun.
Oh, shit. Hopefully it's loaded.
Check the chamber, dumbass. Oh, great. Now they're fighting over a shotgun. You know what's going to happen. Uh-oh. Oh, so they're in there with the skeletons now. That's nice. No, leave it to Maddie. She'll figure out a way out. Wait, what? Wait a minute. There was 6 skeletons before, and there's so... Oh, look at that, dumbasses. You're standing on top of the tunnel, dicks. So, as Angela turns people into demons, is that where the skeletons are going?
Maybe.
They're, like, being resurrected into the people?
I thought they had more demons than that, though.
Well, let's think about it. There was... Angela doesn't count, because she's, like, the head honcho, right? Yeah. So, we had Colin... Suzanne, Maddie, Lily, Jason, and Dex. That's 6. Yeah. So there was 6 people and 6 skeletons. Just there's 3 left. And there should be still those 3 demons, right? Angela,
yeah.
Lily, and Big Boobs McGee.
Yep.
And so there's 3 left here. So that's what's happening. Skeletons are disappearing as people are getting possessed. Wow.
This is
can't see a freaking thing. Don't say that, Christine. Don't say that. So caved in. Their exit hole. Caved in, it looks like. That's awesome.
Yeah, we gotta go back.
No! What the heck? So the demons are now in the cellar. Trent.
Yep. Oh my god.
Nice. Okay. Oh, the shotgun actually works. But it doesn't do any damage. He shot a hole right in that demon's head, too.
Crap.
Well, I think... Well, iron... Gotta be iron.
Ew.
You know what they need, Christine?
What do they need?
They need some salt. They need salt, and they need a silver knife.
That'll kill the demons?
You don't. Supernatural. Come on. They're demons. The salt will keep them from coming over.
Ooh.
All right. I don't know if it was the rust. I think it was the iron, dude.
Boy. It'll be okay for a minute, then they're going to come back to it, and then it's going to give you a big fucking boo.
Oh, that Lily, did that come out of her boob?
I don't know where it came out of.
Got some big old tip. Oh, and did he take himself in the leg? What the? Yeah, I think they did come out of her boob. Oh, no, it came out of her back. Then it came out of her back. Oh, well, here comes, okay, Angela. Go, Colin. You guys left that wrought iron rebar downstairs. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got some of the rebar.
Oh.
He's got a shotgun and it does nothing. Hey, slow down on that drink there. What are you drinking?
Moonshine.
leg.
Ain't no time for bad shine, baby. All right. So his leg is sliced up. So you know what that means, right?
Infection. First getting ready to be another demon.
So the wall's peeling away. Oh, no. What? Oh.
It's riding underneath. Oh.
That's that there black magic they be talking about earlier. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Look, he's got a blooded leg. He's done for. You should have killed him right now. Yeah. Just get rid of him. Throw him outside.
Of course they're not going to. Symbols are spells.
Okay, so they're safe if they stay in that room because of the
spells. It's kind of like 13 ghosts, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of Supernatural with how they warded off the bunker.
Okay.
But, you know, same. 13 ghosts, they did the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
How does she know the story?
Dead Walking the Earth. Has she watched Walking Dead? She's reading all this stuff.
Okay.
What?
She knows the story of them.
Wow. Okay. So these demons attempted to overthrow Satan, I guess. And they wanted to be the kings of hell. So they got booted out.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. There was seven of them. So that's what they needed to do here. They need seven bodies, which is why their bones are disappearing. Once they're all possessed, once they possess seven bodies, they can be reborn.
Yep.
Oh, that's why she hung herself and her head come off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is crazy because her head comes off. She killed
herself. Yeah, her head just popped right off.
Yeah, it's like once the...
So we're left with a dilemma here. Then that means if these last three, well, we know Jason here, old bite in the leg, is not going to last. He got cut in the leg.
Yes.
So we basically have Colin and Maddie. Edward Furlong and Monica Keena, they have to make it to Dawn. If they don't, the demons are released and all hell is literally going to break loose.
It's all over the world.
So one of them needs to kill themselves and just get it done with. I think Monica Keena is a little bit better looking than Edward Furlong, so I vote Edward Furlong should kill himself. Well, I'm sorry, not Edward Furlong. The character that he is playing right now, Colin, should actually kill himself.
Colin's kind of a scumbag.
Yeah, he's a drug dealer.
He just got that. What? Not until Dawn.
Oh.
Oh, what happy horrors they have for them. Sure. Software.
This Angela? This is not Hellraiser. Okay, this is Night of the Demons.
They're all.
The demon orgy going on. Look at that. Wow. That's something that I never thought that I would see.
Stuff.
I don't know. And I don't know that I want to know. This guy and his leg, he should have been kicked out of the room.
They should have, but they didn't. I don't know if I could kick my friend out of the room either.
I don't know, Christine. If you got bit, I'd be like, girl, I'm sorry. I know what's going to happen to you, and I can't risk it, so get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Please? I'd be polite like that, too. You know that, right?
Yeah. Please get the fuck out.
You like the beard? I'm growing it in.
Yeah.
It's awfully white, isn't it?
It is, but it's okay.
Whoa. This magical moving table stuff wasn't in the books here. This room was supposed to be keeping them safe. That's not good, Christine.
What?
That room was supposed to be keeping them safe from the demons, but something opened that door.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't stand there with the door open, turd.
Oh, shit.
Close the door.
Right? She's the bad one. Bells on the walls keep you out.
Always.
That is a supernatural thing.
Oh, girl. Wait, we learned them.
Did you hear what you just said?
Knock his brains out until they're spilling out of his ears.
Wow.
Before he takes his last gasp.
She wants to pluck his brains out until they're spilling out of his ears. Yeah, that.
Sound like Hellraiser.
Yeah, that you shall know the place where suffering and ecstasy become one. That's awfully Hellraiser-esque. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Now I'm just looking for Pinhead.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, if Pinhead show up, and those demons would be like, sorry, Pinhead. Sorry, Pinhead. Oh, no. It's a trick. It's a trick. Grab an axe.
Yeah, do something. Get out of there.
Golden, like a shower. Oh, no, the walls are bleeding. Come on.
Dude, yeah, you're not going to get out alive.
So if the walls bleed and cover up all of the stuff that's on the walls, that means that the room is not protected anymore?
I would think so.
They needed salt. I told you.
They need salt, exactly. They need salt put in front of that door right now.
I was right. I should have wrote this damn movie. I was right. So the blood is actually wiping away the symbols around the walls. Yeah, they can come right in. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Maddie, take off your shirt.
I would.
Well, no, she doesn't have much of a shirt left, honestly. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, they don't even know what symbols are they're writing on the walls. They're just starting to... Yeah, I think they're done.
Look, it looks like there's more here.
There is. There's more arms, anyway. Unless it's an optical illusion.
Not going to work. Not going to work.
Oh, I guess it did.
It does.
It works. It works.
Wow.
You think you're safe? That guy is...
Colin there is kind of like Rain Man. It can memorize these things, you know. Kmart sucks.
I think it's a trick. That's a trick.
Oh, Christine, you don't understand.
What? That is a trick.
I think it is. I think it's a trick, and I think that, look, her...
Them all thinking that they're okay is,
Oh, no. Does she get toe up? Her clothes are, like, barely hanging on her.
I know. She used herself to, like, wipe the crap off.
All she needs to do is just take it off. Who is that, Peter?
Yes.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter. Well, Payman's asking you something. We're watching a movie.
All right, movie.
What are you doing? Okay. Suck a lick us, like a suck.
He comes in and shows me Cartman.
I think Peter would have liked this movie as much nudity was in it.
Yes.
Russ.
That is a trick. That is a trick. Do not believe that.
So now what did they say about the rust? I was talking over them earlier, so I don't remember what they said about the rust. I don't know that it would be the rust that actually does it. It should be the iron.
Yeah.
And only iron would be rusty because rust is iron oxide. Uh-oh. I think it's a trick. And you've only been in the room for 10 minutes and it's still dark. You guys are idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Idiots.
At least they got a rusty chain now or... Whatever in the hell, rusty spring? Is that what she's got? We're going to open a door and it's actually going to be midnight still.
Right?
It's not right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go back to the room.
Get to the cellar now.
I told you.
Oh, I knew.
Told you. I should have told you. I should have wrote this movie. I should have wrote it. I could have been a millionaire. Well, actually, probably not because. Yeah, you're done now. Oh, yeah. Use your rusty chain, yo. Take her out with that bottle. It's sharpened up for you. Ew. Is that the Runaways?
Is that Cherry Pie?
No. So, you think that Big Boob McGee would have put her face back on or something? Oh, is that Jason? All right. So, it's Colin and Maddie. Yeah, what'd I tell you? Now, Jason, oh, boy, they're tearing him up, aren't they? They're ripping his guts out and everything. And there he goes.
Demonized.
Now, one of them has to kill themselves. That's it. That's the only thing that's going to prevent these demons from coming out.
Yep.
Now, I did read... I was reading something here.
Fucking screwed. I don't get killed by freaking demons. Nigel's gonna blow my goddamn brains out.
Dude, so either way, you're dead.
Yeah, he's already dead no matter what he does.
So in 2013, it was announced that a sequel, Night of the Demons After Party, was in the works with Tiffany Shepis reprising her role as Diana and Harry Manfredi doing music. I wonder if that ever came out called Night of the Demons After Party.
We'll have to check that out. See.
Let's see. Right.
Oh. Don't let something come through the mirror.
Oh, it's coming to get him.
Something's coming to get. Oh, a nice tub full of black goo.
All right.
Ew.
Don't get in that bathtub. It's filled with
black goo.
What the shit that is?
There's something in there, you turd.
What? You jackball.
Oh.
Now, which demon is this?
That Dex?
I think that's Dex. Dex kind of rhymes with dicks. You know what? That's messed up. Oh, come on.
Did you hear him? I think that thing wanted to fuck me.
You know what, Christine? Maddie's clothes are falling off. Why don't you just take them off, right? It would make the movie complete. Really. So, is this Dumb and Dumber we're watching here?
I think.
I mean, Colin fell through the floor. Got some kind of a stick or something jabbed through his leg. And somehow she finds a big thing, a rope.
Big, yeah.
Where the hell did this come from? They're back in the room that's supposed to be protected. But Colin fell through it, so he's not protected.
Himself with, right?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know where else that rope would have came from. I mean, did she just pull out of her ass or something? Okay. So even if it is the rope that old girl hung herself with, old Bussard woman hung herself with, how did it get in that room?
Good question.
No, you're not going to be okay, dude. You got your bones sticking out of your friggin' leg, jackass. Yeah, you're going to be okay. Let me get you out of here. Yeah. Look at that. What bone is that? Thigh bone. What's that thigh bone called?
I'm going to try to dress it, I think.
Oh, come on. Don't touch it. Don't.
No, there's a bone in there hanging out.
That's a femur bone. His femur bone is broken and coming through his leg. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. She's going
to. Don't. No.
Straight. Oh, you got it. Look at that. He's a demon. Who was that?
Yeah.
Dumbass. So she tries to straighten out Ellen's leg, which was painful enough because it was broken in half. The femur was coming out of his thigh.
Yep.
And as she does it, he turns into a demon. Man, look at her. She's covered in blood with barely wearing anything at all.
Yeah. She's just.
Yeah, pull up that rope. So what is that?
Oh, she's making like weapons to get them.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Rusty nails. She's putting rusty nails into the shotgun shells. I don't buy it. It doesn't work that way, honey. I'm sorry to tell you.
But I didn't think so.
You don't just empty out the gunpowder and the pellets out of a shotgun shell and put rusty nails in there and expect them to shoot out. Yeah. Maybe
she's ready to.
Oh, you know what? She should have said, come get some. Big boobs McGee with no face in demon eyes.
She always plays a survivor in that.
Yeah, I don't buy it. In this one, I don't buy it. I mean, I could see, and when she was in Freddy vs. Jason, I could see it. I mean, they played that well. In this one, I don't buy it. I mean, no.
Oh.
I mean, how does she have the know-how to make all this stuff that she made? You know, the bullets, and they wouldn't work anyway.
Not like she owns a copy of the book.
Anybody knows that all you got to do is fill those with salt, and you'd be all right.
Maybe not these demons.
Ooh.
Whatever just came out of her food.
Oh, she got that spring wrapped around her knuckles. See, this is how dumb they are. She just looked at her watch and saw that it was almost 6 a.m. and it's almost coming up.
Yep.
Now, earlier in the movie, when they looked out the window and they saw the sun coming up, why didn't she look at her damn watch and say, no, it's only 4 o'clock still?
Right? I don't know.
Jackass. And you're done for. Just kill yourself because that's the only way it's going to stop.
Just kill yourself so they don't.
You should.
You don't become a demon.
What she should have done was save that last shotgun shell for herself. Oh, well, she may make crack. She
might make it.
You got to dive out a window. Look at Superman dive out the window and she might. Oh, shit. Nope, that's her old girl. Evangeline Broussard killed herself.
Same thing.
Doesn't need to. She could just lower herself down. Oh, you dick. But she kills herself.
Yeah.
She could have just lowered herself down, ran through the field, and been out by daylight. Dead by dawn. Dead.
Holy crap. They're dissolving.
So now all. Well, okay, so I guess the skeleton's going back to the basement.
Right.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, so all the skeletons are back down in the basement now.
Yeah.
There's Angela, huh? Yeah, good old T.
Don't tell me she's still alive after this.
She is.
How do you survive a jump like that?
With a rope tied around your neck.
Right? Like, nothing.
Oh, when she tied it to her waist. Okay, so that does make sense there.
Yeah, that
makes sense. She tied the rope actually around her waist just to fool them. Okay.
She just patted herself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Wild party. You have no idea.
At least they're ending it with a good song, Concrete Blonde.
Yeah.
Bloodletting.
Love that song.
Slam that door and walk out, Maddie.
Is it New Orleans?
What?
Is it supposed to be in New Orleans?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
This fits it perfectly. This song.
Yeah, it's in New Orleans. And you know, this song, I was actually upset they didn't use in Interview with a Vampire.
That's what they were supposed to use?
Well, I don't know if they were supposed to or not, but I was upset they didn't.
Yep.
So, here we are, Christine. Night of the Demons from 2009. What are your thoughts?
I liked it. I mean...
You liked all the nudity. That's what you liked.
I just liked how, like, in your face it was, you know?
Yeah. Now, see, I'd never seen this one. And watching it this time, I was even more sure that I had never seen it, because all the stuff that was coming up, I didn't remember any of this stuff. And it's odd, because with Elizabeth, with Shannon Elizabeth in it, I thought I would have seen this by now, but I didn't. Now, I did see the original, and...
Was it anything like the original?
I think the names, the demons were about the same. Again, I haven't seen the original in some time. We'll watch that in a couple weeks. We'll do another show on that.
But yeah.
This one here, I think they tried too hard to grasp that audience that liked the original.
I think so.
They threw in... I don't mind. Trust me, I don't mind boobies in a movie.
No.
But this was kind of like, wow. I mean, they just... It was.
They went there, and the lipstick thing, I'll never forget.
That was kind of disgusting. there was a lot of overt sexual overtones in this one that I don't remember being in the first one. Maybe this was 2009, so maybe it was just the time that they were throwing this stuff into movies. I don't know.
It was like very Hellraiser-esque.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say that I hated the movie. It was a good movie. I have to rewatch first one, and we'll do that in a couple weeks. And I'll as I remember that one, I think my biggest complaint, I have two biggest complaints about this one. First one is the overt, in your face sex all the time.
Yes.
You know, ever since, you know, from when the girl shows up busting out of her top, being a pussycat, to, when Edward Furlong goes into the drug dealer's den and the girl's on her knees. I mean, it's all the time. This is a horror movie, so I don't mind throwing that stuff in there now and again, you know. But when it's in there all the time, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And the second thing is, I didn't like how Maddie survived at the end, how she pretended to hang herself so that to trick the demons.
Yeah.
We'll say three things. That, how she tricked demons, and then plus that whole thing, like I said earlier, about, you know, they were tricking her, all three of them, to think that it was daylight. But why didn't she look at her watch? Because later on in the movie, she looks at her watch and she sees that it's almost 6 a.m. So she had her watch on the whole time. Why didn't she look at that earlier?
I know, that's kind of stupid. Let's just walk out because it looks like daylight.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at my watch. No. But those are my complaints. All in all, it wasn't a terrible movie. We'll see what I think after rewatch of the first one.
Okay.
Because I seem to remember that one being a lot better. We'll see next time.
Yeah.
And until that time, everybody have sweet dreams, love, peace, and
chicken
grease.
Love with herself. She likes the dark. On her milk-white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows' Eve. The moon is full. Or will she trick or treat? I bet she will. She's got a date at midnight with Nosferatu. Oh, baby, Lily Monster ain't got nothing on you. Well, when I call her evil, she just left. Well, kept that spell on me. Moonbeam's craft. Yeah, you wanna go out, cause you're pretty and blowing. You can't go out, cause your rules are showing. I'll black. Ooh, I'll black.
And that's gonna do it for the day.
Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.